And let's find out what it says in this morning's papers. Now, here's Deirdre Purcell.
The conflict in Gaza, specifically yesterday's shelling of a UN school within a refugee camp, where more than 3,000 people were sheltering, provides the lead this morning for the Irish Times. For his report from Jerusalem, Mark Weiss concentrates on the strong condemnation of the attack by Ban Ki-moon and by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency spokesman Chris Gunness, who has indicated that the agency's initial assessment is that the school was hit by Israeli artillery. Weiss also reports the statement from the head of the Israeli Southern Command, Major General Sami Turgeman, who said the military had destroyed five more cross-border tunnels between Gaza and Israel and were only days away from completing their objective of destroying them all. Inside the paper, John Reid, also writing from Jerusalem, reports that with 9 out of 10 Jewish Israelis united in backing the campaign against Hamas, minority groups in Israel, principally Arab activists and left-wing Jews, are complaining of increased harassment from law enforcement officials and Jewish Israelis. Some, he writes, have lost their jobs after being pictured and named on social websites or have been arrested and charged after taking part in anti-war protests. The Irish Examiner leads with the announcement that starting from tomorrow, August the 1st, the number of penalty points received for the motoring offences of speeding and of holding a mobile phone while driving will increase from 2 to 3, and that from tomorrow on, novice drivers who've passed their tests will have to display an N plate for their first 2 years on the road. The Irish Independent goes with a statement from AIB's Chief Executive David Duffy, who presided over the announcement of the bank's results yesterday and gave a wide-ranging news conference in which he said that the property shortage will last for 4 more years and that the bank is in talks with 6 developers about providing finance to construct more than 5,000 new homes in the Greater Dublin area. In that context, the Irish Daily Mail leads with a story that more and more of what it calls the clipped wing generation are living at home because of the cost of renting and the unavailability of affordable homes. We're told that people forced to stay with their families now number up to 440,000 and can be aged up to 39. The Herald leads this morning with that discovery of a body with gunshot wounds in a County Meath field. The remains are said to be those of a man who, as you heard, had been reported missing by his family. Sources told the paper that Gordy were about to arrest this man in connection with a shooting last April, which, ironically, happened near where his body was found. All the other papers run their own versions of this story, and it provides the lead for the Irish Sun. The Independent carries the story that the Irish Brokers Association has called for cars of uninsured drivers, of whom there are an estimated 150,000, to be confiscated, as they are in the UK. And finally for now, the Irish Daily Star, the lead in the Irish Daily Star is based on yesterday's court case, in which a man convicted of fraud was shown in court to have a wife, 3 children, 2 fiancés, and another woman living with another of his children in Poland. According to Patrick O'Connell, the Star's chief reporter, one of the duped Irish fiancés is actually a Garda sergeant who, in an entirely unrelated case, given a high degree of publicity at the time, was given a suspended sentence for assaulting a man during an arrest with 2 other Gardaí 4 years ago. Her supposed fiancé supported her during her trial when she was entirely unaware of the other women and his fraudulent activities. On learning the truth, she immediately dropped him.